schools, their own churches out there in that county, and these people had their own schools and churches over here. And they didn't want them here, and so they hated them. They were old dumb square heads and old Dutchmen and all of that. We were some of them. We lived out in that part of the country. We know. And of course, my father mixed over here, because we always spoke English, you say. We spoke German, of course, at home some, but we did speak English primarily. Our language, home language, was English.
Our father, we learned to tell German that we know. We got it from our mother. Yeah. Our father very seldom.
See, his family, Bassett, they, like my father, was brought over here. Clayburgs were Germans. Clayburg was German. Germans as they can be. But then they got over there in that area there at these, and then he was in this group of people who primarily spoke English, you see, under Captain McCullough and the Rangers, and he was with a lot of people who spoke English, so he spoke English a lot. And his children all spoke English. He had 12 of them, 14 of them, raised 12. So they primarily spoke English. The All the neighbors didn't, like as much as didn't, and I think the reason was because my grandfather associated with these English-speaking people over there in the Home Guard and in the Rangers and over working around Mr. Clayburgh's store there, I guess, because there were a lot of German people over there in that area. But I don't know why they just spoke English, all of them, the whole families. I never went over there that when we were youngsters that you heard of any German around my grandmother's house. Practically none.
That is from my father's side.
My father's side.
But mother's side,
is all German.
It's all German, yeah.
He went over there, he spoke German.
I would be interested if you could give me some information about history of Goliad, if you happen to know anything about settlement history, when it was settled or incorporated, that type of thing.
Yeah, we have all that.
Do you have any idea roughly when Goliad was settled?
It's right down in Goliad in the park on the plaque.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And
I have a chance to go down
plaques
available. And how old did you say he was? He's 76. He's 7 years younger than I am. I had a brother between us that passed away when he was 14 years old, and he come along 5 years later. And my older brother's 85.
Oh, good.
I have another copy of that. Here are different markers we have. I have just now applied for a marker on the regulators.
Let's see what I have.
One of the first three. Mm-hmm.
Communities in Texas.
Goliad. I told you it's one of the older towns. I think San Antonio is older, isn't it?
St. Augustine and Goliad. San Antonio. Gonzales Cannon. And my copy of the regulators is in Austin.
I haven't read much about this engagement that was involved in, but some people who, not here in Goliad, but in talking about this,